First Presidency Message by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. The Word of God to His Children. The Scriptures tell us that the first thing God did after creating man and woman was speak to them. He had vital information and precious instructions to give them. His purpose was not to burden or worry them, but to guide them to happiness and eternal glory. And that was just the beginning. From that day to this, God has continued to communicate with His children. His words have been preserved, treasured, and studied by disciples of every generation. They are revered by those who seek to know the will of God, and they bear witness to the truth that the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants the prophets. This has been the pattern since the beginning of time, and the pattern continues today. It is not just a nice Bible story. It is God's established way of communicating essential messages to His children. He raises up individuals from our midst, calls them to be prophets, and gives them words to say, which we are invited to receive as if from His own mouth. He has declared, "Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same." This is one of the most glorious, encouraging, and hopeful messages of the Restoration. God is not silent. He loves His children. He has not left us to wander in darkness. Twice a year, in April and October, we have the opportunity to hear the voice of the Lord through His servants in our wonderful general conferences. I give you my personal witness that long before a speaker in general conference makes that long walk to the podium, he or she has invested immense effort, prayer, and study in response to the assignment to speak. Every conference message represents countless hours of preparation and heartfelt pleading to understand what the Lord wishes His saints to hear. What might happen if we, as listeners, match the speaker's preparation with our own? How might our approach to General Conference be different if we saw conference as an opportunity to receive messages from the Lord Himself? Through the words and music of General Conference, we can expect to receive personalized answers to whatever questions or problems we might be facing. If you ever wonder whether Heavenly Father will truly speak to you, I would remind you of the simple yet profound words that our primary children sing. You are a child of God, and He has sent you here. His purpose is to help you return to live with Him someday. If you approach Heavenly Father as a child, you can ask Him with a sincere heart, "Lead me, guide me, walk beside me, help me find the way. Teach me all that I must do." He will speak to you through His Holy Spirit, and it is then up to you to do His will. I promise that if you do, rich blessings are in store. The Lord's guidance is needed today as much as it ever has been in the world's history. As we prepare to hear the word of the Lord, may we diligently seek the Spirit of truth, so that when the Lord speaks through His servants, we can understand, become edified, and rejoice together. I testify that by doing these things, the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Yea, and the Lord God will disperse the powers of darkness from before us, and cause the heavens to shake for our good and His name's glory. Teaching from this message. During General Conference, we can receive personalized answers to our questions and problems as we listen to God's appointed servants. Consider discussing the following with those you teach. How can you prepare to receive such answers during General Conference? President Uchtdorf encourages us to diligently seek the Spirit of Truth. What do you think that means, and how can you incorporate this into your preparation? In addition to the blessings mentioned in Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verse 6, What other blessings come as you prepare to hear the words of the Lord through His servants? You could invite those you teach to write in a journal what the Spirit teaches them in this general conference. This message was prepared before the First Presidency was reorganized. The First Presidency message applied to youth, preparing to hear God's voice. President Uchtdorf explains how the first thing God did after creating man and woman was speak to them and give them precious information and instructions. We get that same blessing in April and October during General Conference, when church leaders address us and give us counsel that the Lord wants us to hear. Have you ever heard God's voice through His servants during General Conference? Have you ever felt like one specific message gave you an answer you'd been searching for? In a journal, you could write down that experience and how it helped you. Then prepare to hear the Lord's voice this upcoming conference by writing down questions you have and studying them during your scripture study. Pray to Heavenly Father, asking to receive answers and insights during conference. As you listen to the servants of the Lord, focus on individual promptings. What have you learned? How did you feel inspired to change? Write down those promptings, because that's the Spirit speaking to you. Always remember that Heavenly Father loves you and will guide you in the right direction. As you strive to hear His voice through His servants, you will be blessed and edified. The First Presidency message applied to children. Get ready for conference. Use this card to prepare for General Conference. Keep the card with you during conference so you can write down what you learn. Write down your questions. I am wondering about... Pray to Heavenly Father. I would like help learning about... Listen to General Conference. I learned... End of First Presidency Message, The Word of God to His Children, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, read by Van Farnworth.